Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
This one right here, you got to put some spec on it right here. I mean, there's different things that you just wouldn't believe people are qualified to do. There's different occupations out there. You would not have an idea that they really qualified. This right here is the blind barber. The blind barber. Listen. There's a lot of folks can cut. You understand? There's a lot of people can cut. You just don't, you know. Listen, if he can feel his way around, he can do it. You know what I mean? He can edge you up just nice, real nice. Oh, we cutting today. I know you don't see it. I know you don't see what I see, but we cutting today. You understand what I'm saying? You don't see what I see, but I see this being a masterpiece, all right?
You are.
Oh, I do all bald heads. Let me eat. I can handle that.
He said you can do them.
I can do all bald heads. Don't worry about
easy.
That. Now, them flat tops and them fades, we getting better. We getting better. We getting
the
better.
That line.
I am the blind barber. Cat dog, if you would.
Hey, crazy.
The blind barber. Here we go.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm trying to reach that run the bar. Yeah, you run the barber shop down there, don't you?
I own the barber shop.
Okay, now, I'm trying to see if y'all got any booth rentals down there where I can come in there and cut some hair. I've been cutting hair a long time. I want to see if y'all got some room down there. They tell me you might have had some come available.
I got two booths open right now. You need a booth?
Yeah, I'm trying to get in there and get the cutting. Now, how much you charge for booth rental on a weekly basis?
That's $200 a week.
$200 a week. That's $800 a month. That deal good. That's just $200. Now, when can I get down there so you can meet me, you know, where you can show me around the shop so I can know what...
I'm open from 8 to 7. That's Tuesday through Saturdays.
All right, because I want to see if I can maybe meet you there so I can get down there and just feel my way around.
Well, come on.
Then what I want to ask you, do you mind doing for me? Do you think you could possibly put up some ramps where you got steps at and your phone? Could you take your mind if you take the phone and put it in Braille for me?
Wait a minute. What the hell I need to put my... Taking ramps out and putting phones in and Braille for what's going on with you?
Well, I'm blind. You know, I'm not gonna let that stop me. You know, I'm still gonna.
Oh no! Hell no, man! Wait a minute, you what?
I'm blind, but I've been cutting my hair for over 10 years, and folks say my haircut always look good. So I didn't figure I'm gonna start cutting hair now.
Oh, well, guess what? You might cut hair, and it might be some good that you do, but just can't cut no hair in my shop, not being blind, Doc. Yeah, but ain't that kind of around my shop, man.
No, what?
I ain't got no problem with that, man, but you just can't do it down.
Well, wait, now, see, this is what they call discrimination. You can't do that. You can't discriminate from people just because they got some type of handicap belongs to them.
Listen, hold on. Let me tell you something, man. I'm not trying to put you out of business, Doc, doing what you need to do, but you just can't do that in my shop, man. I don't care if they call it discrimination, scrimination, or what. Not in my shop, not in shop. You just can't do it, baby.
Listen, now, I know how to cut hair. I know how to give folks a lining and stuff like that. I ain't tried to use no razor, nothing like that.
Oh, man. Come on, dude. Listen, can't you find something else to get into besides trying to cut hair?
But this what I like, though. This what I feel like this my calling.
You just can't do it in my shop. I'm sorry.
Now that's what I don't care to hear something like this here. Now, I got the qualifications, and I'm able to do it. And I want to be able to come down there, and I told you, I said I wanted to feel my way around. Didn't I say that?
You don't need to feel your way back. I need you to be able to see what you're doing. I mean, I don't care about you being able to cut no hair being blind. You got to be able to see to do that.
This could probably do wonders for your shop. People will come from miles around to see somebody like myself cutting.
I didn't have that kind of in my shop. Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said, but I don't want you to do it and make me mad about this. Now,
how you gonna get mad about something that belonged to me? I'm offering, and you tell me this that you're blind. Doc, I can't help you when you blind, man. Come on with that.
Now listen. I'm going to tell you this here, and I'm going to tell it to you straight. I'm coming down there to that barbershop. I'm going to feel these booths out, and I'm going to start cutting. Now, one thing I don't want to do is have to get into no tussle with you. Now, I don't want that.
Where about getting in no tussle with me? Because if you bring your up in my shop, how much you going to cut hair? It's going to be some furniture moving around up in the.
But I'm coming down there, and I'm coming down there this evening. Now, one thing you.
Bring your nowhere now. You better keep your. With my shot.
You gonna get your ass whooped by a blind man is what you gonna do. You ain't gonna see it coming either. You hear me?
Oh, bring your ass on.
As long as I got the money to pay my booth rental.
You don't give a damn. I don't want your money. Your blind can't cut no man. My shot. You understand what I say to you?
I'm understanding what you're saying, and if I got to call the law about you being discriminatory.
Law, you can call any body you want to call. That's my. You not gonna do that. You understand what I'm telling you? Now you bring your down there talking about cutting in my. You won't. I'll be waiting on you.
I'm coming down there this evening. I'm coming to whoop your. Because you got the nerve to discriminate against me.
I don't know how you got my number to fight. But who gave you my no? You ought not be dialing my. How you even fix your.
They give me this number and say, you is the one that do the hiring round the barbershop.
You don't call my personal number. You call my shop. Who gave you my number?
Now, what difference do that make if I'm some man looking for a job?
See, you don't call my personal phone.
You're going to watch your tone with me. What you going to do?
I ain't going to watch your thing. Don't you bring your in my shop.
I tell you one thing you're going to watch. You're going to watch me get on your this evening.
How you going to get on my? You can't see me. And I'm about to hang up on your.
I got one more thing I need to say to you.
Thing is that.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin.
You know what? I'm going to whoop that when I get a chance. Man. You ain't no good.
Hey, Mr. B, I got to ask you, man, what is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tell you what.
Let the blind barber go to work. I'm just trying to get a booth in there, man, and get the cut. That's all. Come on, let me come on in there.
You play too much.
It's not happening.
You know, it's always at the barbershop, it's always one chair don't nobody sit in. Did y'all know that?
No, he's always he ready, though, but he ain't get no customer.
Oh, he just be sitting there. He's sitting there. What you need? You need anything? Nah, I'm waiting on Murphy. Don't worry about that. I'm waiting on Murphy. I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Anybody need a cut? Nah, we good.
You know, you know your barber ain't good, Tommy. When you see a barber, we got no customers. When he reading the book in the barbershop, that's when you know can't cut. All this knowledge you got in him.
He's in every conversation.
Yeah.
Or was somebody new to the neighborhood come in and get in that chair? Everybody be sitting in that chair cringing like,
yeah. Good God.
Catch me Friday, Saturday night, baby. I am headed back to Baltimore, BMO, in the Baltimore, Maryland, at the Comedy Factory Friday and Saturday night. The nephew is coming back to town. Tickets on sale right now. Yeah, yeah, BMO, here I come. You better be more careful.
All right.
I'm a BMO stupid now.
Yes, you are. That's a guarantee.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.